The crackdown on what's being called the largest international money laundering ring ever is placing a new spotlight on virtual currencies. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against seven people for their alleged involvement in Liberty Reserve, a currency system that authorities say has long been favored by cybercrime scammers. For a wider, more general look at these alternative payment methods, we're joined live on the KCBS Newsline by Mercedes Kelly Tunstall. She's a Washington, D.C.-based attorney with the law firm Ballard Spahr, who works with financial institutions on payment issues. Ms. Tunstall, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
When it comes to virtual currency, who are the primary users of it? Because I must confess, I've never used a virtual currency, and I don't think I know anyone who has.
So virtual currencies are often used by people that are on the cutting edge of technology and who are part of very specific segments of populations that are doing a lot of work online and find it easier to transact using a virtual currency instead of having to go through currency exchanges and that kind of thing.
All right. So the problem here, of course, is the Justice Department is alleging essentially everything that went through this Liberty Reserve was some kind of illegal activity, a Ponzi scheme, a credit card fraud scheme, something illegal. Is it inherent in these virtual currencies that the bad guys are using them, or have they simply seized upon an easy way to get around the reality of the currency exchange world?
So there certainly is a certain inherent quality to virtual currencies that will be attractive to criminals that are looking to use they are looking, frankly, at any opportunity to find a way to launder money, to find a way to get under the regulations that are in place to keep track of criminal activity. Now, having said that, virtual currencies are not necessarily only the province of criminals. There are plenty of legitimate uses of it. And even in the Liberty Reserve case, because anyone could go sign up for an account with Liberty Reserve and exchange money using that virtual currency, it is possible that there are people who are using it for legitimate purposes.
As far as the scope of the problem goes, do we have any idea at this point what percentage of the economy virtual currency is playing and how much of it makes up?
So it is still a very, very small part of overall transactions and overall money. Very small.
Assuming that there's some real need, and you indicated the currency exchange hassle that tends to those who do business overseas, I mean, how many of these are likely to survive? We have Ripple and Bitcoin and Litecoin and BBQ coin and Solid coin. I mean, the list goes on and on. What does it take to gain the traction to become not only useful to many, but also legitimate?
Sure. So there are three steps that you need to weather as a virtual currency. The first one is you need to be able to survive in spite of fraud occurring with your virtual currency. So any new payment method that is introduced out there, one of the big things that happens is you end up with fraud because you don't know the correct controls to put in place to stop the type of fraud that's going to occur. So you need to survive past and survive with the fraud. Secondly, you need to not go to jail because anti-money laundering laws are pretty severe, and you need to figure out a way to make your virtual currency work within the laws and survive so that you don't end up going to jail. Once you've survived those two things and you've brought your virtual currency into a position that it's viable for legitimate purposes, then what you need to do is work on the concept of acceptance or negotiability. And that is where you succeed in getting merchants, not just online, but merchants at the point of sale, also interested in accepting your virtual currency.
Mercedes Kelly Tunstall, thanks for joining us this morning. Ms. Kelly Tunstall is a Washington, D.C.-based attorney who works with financial institutions when it comes to payment issues, and the spotlight this morning on virtual currencies, big crackdown, Stan.